our first guest. Sustainable Community Voices, a regular segment we share every month, and I'm glad that we have you in studio to be our November guest. Dan Nally is Director of Business Services for Holland Board of Public Works, in charge of building the new power plants. Our topic, Holland, Michigan's energy plan and the use of a sustainable return on investment. So you're in the right place, Dan. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Shelley.
Appreciate you. You tell me more about you, please.
Certainly. I've been with the Holland Board of Public Works for about 6 years here in December, and prior to that, I worked for CMS Energy for 30 years, and all in the power sector. As a business services director, I head up strategic planning for the Board of Public Works, HR, and large capital projects, which certainly this plant qualifies as.
Was that part of your career journey?
Yes, it was, actually. I've done all of those things at CMS, but coming to Holland and having to do them all at the same time was a little different.
There you are. Nothing like a challenge at any point in our life. Let's get into our discussion, Dan. An overview of the new energy plan for Holland. What's the overview?
Certainly. Back in 2010, when we were looking at providing a new generating source for Holland, we actually stepped back and tried to look at what we wanted to accomplish as a community. And at that point in time, we engaged Peter Garforth to develop a community energy plan for us that looked at the main goal was looking at our carbon footprint. We were at roughly 23 metric tons per capita at this point in time, projected to go to 35. And we decided through the output of that plan that we wanted to reduce our carbon footprint to 10 metric tons per capita. Part of the output of that community energy plan was recommendations as to what we should be doing for generation sources. So we took the output from the community energy plan. We hired HDR. It's an engineering firm, a fairly large engineering firm here in the United States and globally, to put their process of sustainable return on investment into play, taking the output from the community energy plan, then analyzing that to determine what was the best approach for the city of Holland.
Expand on any of the challenges to this point.
Well, first of all, this had never been done for a power plant before. HDR had used this project, this process for large infrastructure projects. And what it does is it looks at a large project and really drills down into its impact on the community. So they've done it for bridges or large road systems if you're remodeling your city to put, say, a bypass around it or something like that. They had performed that analysis on those type of projects, but not for a power plant. And a power plant has a lot of impacts on the community. Some are very clear, very notable as it relates to finances. Others, as it relates to the water quality or the air quality or even the visual impact of a power plant, location of that plant in a community, really, for the most part, had never been quantified before, and that's what this process did.
Let's get into this SORI, Sustainable Return on Investment, was used to make the case. What is this SROI? Then?
A sustainable return on investment, it's comprised of essentially two pieces. One is a financial return on investment, which typically for most investments in the business community, that's what you look at. If I invest this much money, how much am I going to make? What's my return, if you will? The sustainable return on investment has a second component that looks at the intangibles that typically in the past had not been looked at. As I said, environmental impacts, lifestyle impacts. What HDR did is they go out and they find studies that had been done, that had been peer-reviewed on the various aspects of the things that were important to the community, and then provide a range of values that you meld together with a financial return on investment to get an overall sustainable return on investment.
Does that answer my question of the factors that were used in the analysis then?
Yes, we'll go into the factors. We put together a panel of community members that included community members from the educational community, from the environmental community, from the business community, from our board and council, and through a process of panel discussion, identified a variety of things that were important. Some of those were land use. The current power plant, the James DeYoung power plant, is located on the waterfront. There was a significant desire not to have the waterfront tied up for the next 50 to 100 years with a power plant. They wanted to be a different use. Water quality of Lake Makatawa was very important. Air quality, the potential for redevelopment of the waterfront. There was a list of probably 10, 12 things that bubbled to the top that HDR then took and went out and found studies, found ways of trying to quantify the value of those aspects to the community.
Let's talk on benefits. What are the benefits to Holland area businesses and citizens with this good work?
Well, it essentially identified, as I say, the important things and what the value of those things were. So what this allowed us to do was to make sure that we touched all of those things that were important. One of the key things in Holland that's fairly unique to Holland is our snowmelt system. And that,
I mean, you're known for the sidewalks.
For the sidewalks, melting snow, the streets, no
the
snow
streets
on them.
Too.
The 8th Street, the business district, the street and the sidewalks are all snow melted in the winter. One of the key factors that came out is we have to be able to support that. Whatever we do, we can't lose snow melt. So taking that into account, that defined our location to a certain extent because we couldn't be too far from the downtown to be able to do that. So HDR plugged all of these things into a financial model or a model that looked at assigning values that was then a financial model and developed ranges of value for a number of options of providing snowmelt heat, providing power, and a variety of other things. And out of that output, the current plan developed four recommendations, which we took to board and council last fall, November and December, and which they approved. One of the recommendations was first that we did not build a power plant on the waterfront. We built it somewhere else. Second, that we engaged wind power as part of our generating resource mix, and that involved entering into two contracts for buying wind power, one from Eon and one from Exelon, for a total of 32 megawatts of wind generation. Third was that we build a gas combined cycle power plant, which we are currently in the process of doing. And fourth was we didn't invest any more money in the current James DeYoung coal plant to meet environmental considerations because it just wasn't cost effective. And as soon as that plant could not meet the environmental laws, that we would no longer generate using coal.
Dan Nally with us. He's the Director of Business Services for the Holland Board of Public Works, this BPW, in charge of building the new power plant. That's our conversation, of course, our sustainable community voices. In general, Dan, what is the time frame for this project and phase out of the old power plant, you say?
This project currently is scheduled to be operational in October of 2016. We will continue to run the plant on coal, as I said, as long as we can meet the environmental laws and regulations. We have some laws, regulations coming into play in 2015 and 2016, which will necessitate us no longer burning coal in our largest unit, Unit 5. But that unit is currently configured to burn gas, so it would be able to generate burning natural gas if, in fact, financially it made sense, if the cost of power generation burning gas in that plant was more competitive than buying from the market. The two smaller units, Unit 3 and Unit 4, will be running coal more than likely through 2020, but they'll also run into that situation where no longer will they be able to meet environmental regs burning coal, so we'll switch to burning gas and only on a standby basis.
Where will we be in 2020? Be here before you know it. Blink of an eye. There you are. Anything else, Dan, you'd like to share about this project, overall plan, how can the community help, etc.?
I would offer that even though this was a very intense, not inexpensive process,
okay, right,
it really pulled the community together and developed a consensus of what mm-hmm. needed to be done. And that is something that in my time in the industry, I have not seen before. There's always been controversy when you try to site a power plant, try to build it. There's people that fight it right up to the end and continue to fight the building of that power plant. Mm. And we have not seen that with this process, because taking into account their concerns, taking into account the various things that upset people and listening, really has developed a very strong consensus in Holland that we are doing the right thing and that it makes sense. And that is a joy.
Well, it's obvious you have the passion, and we need to get you back to where you need to be, i.e. work. Dan, what is the best way to get in touch with you or find out more information about our conversation, please?
Our website, www.hollandbpw.com. has a lot of information about the new plant. It's got various links to our P21decision.com, which entailed all of the work that was done, the SROI, the community energy plan. That's probably the best way to get information. I certainly can be contacted if people want to talk directly at dnally, D-N-A-L-L-Y, at hollandbpw.com. Feel free.
Thanks for, again, sharing what you know a lot, Holland, Michigan's energy plan and the use of a sustainable return on investment, of course, part of our Sustainable Community Voices, thanks to Renee Hesselink and her team. Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you, Shelley.